Naked by David Sedaris. It wasn't that we were poor. According to my parents, we were far from it. Just not far enough from it to meet my needs. I wanted a home with a moat rather than a fence. In order to get a decent night's sleep, I needed an airport named in our honor. "You're a snob," my mother would say. "That's your problem in a hard little nutshell. I grew up around people like you, and you know what? I couldn't stand them. Nobody could." No matter what we had, the house, the cars, the vacations, it was never enough. Somewhere along the line, a terrible mistake had been made. The life I'd been offered was completely unacceptable, but I never gave up hope that my real family might arrive at any moment, pressing the doorbell with their white-gloved fingers. "Oh, Lord Chiselton," they'd cried, tossing their top hats in celebration. "Thank God we've finally found you." "It ain't gonna happen," my mother said. "Believe me, if I was going to steal a baby, I would have taken one that didn't bust my ass every time I left my coat lying on the sofa. I don't know how it happened, but you're mine. If that's a big disappointment for you, just imagine what I must feel." While my mother grocery shopped, I would often loiter near the front of the store. It was my hope that some wealthy couple would stuff me into the trunk of their car. They might torture me for an hour or two, but after learning that I was good with an iron, surely they would remove my shackles and embrace me as one of their own. "Any takers?" my mother would ask, wheeling her loaded grocery cart out into the parking lot. "Don't you know any childless couples?" I'd ask. "Someone with a pool or a private jet?" "If I did, you'd be the first one to know,"